God, I'm gonna have no voice by Tuesday. I'm gonna have no voice. Oh well.
Should I sit closer then?
It's up to you.
I'm gonna, because it's gonna be easier for me to hear you and you don't have to strain.
Whatever. It's up to you.
Is that okay?
Fine.
Okay.
Alrighty. Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
My dear friend.
Yes.
What shall we discuss?
Okay, I have a bunch of questions today. All right. And I thought I'll jump right in. Okay. I wanted to know if I was a sculptor in ancient Egypt with Oba.
Yes.
Okay, Beck, perhaps?
Yes.
Oh, that's what he suggested. He'll be happy to hear that. All righty. I wanted to know if my dream triggers might be water or glass.
Both.
They are both. Okay, wow, fantastic. Okay, can't even read my notes here, but I'll give it a good try. Okay, so I wanted to know I had a few focuses spread all over the world. I was curious, was there one concurrently in the Middle East and South America?
Yes.
In both places. And in South America, might it be Brazil?
Yes.
Okay. Middle East, could you give me a country? I keep feeling it could be Egypt or Saudi Arabia.
Syria.
Wow, Syria right now. Wow, difficult life then. Terrible issues in Syria. Okay. All right. Next. I was wondering if I had been connected to the Delphic Oracle in any way. When I was young, it was the first place I went to see. I thought perhaps I was a priest or one of those, whatever they're called, hanging over the tripod, breathing in.
Yes.
Okay. Now, was that one experience or was there more than one?
More than one.
Okay. The reason is I just love the place. And in my vision of it, it was much greener, more lush. It's a dry, arid, lunar kind of place now. But at that time, it seemed very juicy and voluptuous and clanky and...
Correct.
Jewels and action and smoke and smells of food. Okay, great. Okay. The next thing I wanted to ask you, was I ever a ballet dancer? I have this...
Yes.
And is this in recent times? Every time I see ballet shoes, I maybe perhaps with Beatrix, the Isadora Duncan lifetime, but even a Russian...
Early 1900s.
Oh, was I in Russia as that time was around?
Yes.
Well, because I love ballet slippers, and I can feel it in my legs sometimes, and I dream I'm a ballerina. Okay, thank you. All right, boy, moving right along. Next, I wanted to know if there was any affiliation with Michael now. And you, Elias, in an alchemical capacity in the British Isles, or perhaps Europe in any way.
Yes.
Because I feel every time that subject matter comes up, I can hardly sit in my chair. Could you elaborate a little? Was I working with you, or like a water boy in a sense?
Apprentice,
that's the word. An assistant in some way. Okay. So was I privy to seeing some unusual actions then that you had accomplished?
Yes.
Were there things like spells and levitating and transmogrification of materials and so on?
Okay. Yes.
All right, I had seen that.
Yes.
Okay. That's why it's extremely exciting.
Very much.
For me. Totally. It's like totally. Okay. And that's what this book that I'm writing about will include. All right. So I just wanted to...
Excellent.
And can I tune into that? And
will you
offer some assistance with that, Elias?
Well, most definitely.
Thank you. Now that's a tough thing for me to ask. Historically, I don't easily ask that. But thank you. That was wonderful. Okay. I think there's a more worthiness to ask for help here. Thank you. Thank you.
I would agree.
Okay. Thank you. Alrighty. I'm stoked here at this session, and I loved yesterday when when we were talking about how the now feelings are, they come and go in these sessions. It's quite interesting. And okay, fantastic. All right. And then I wanted to finally ask, I love Aborigine music, and had I done that a lifetime?
Yes.
And more than one also,
yes,
in that part of the world. The idea of their life, what they do, it's just beautiful. That particular culture and music really expands my awareness, along with the alchemical one, more than any other. Yeah. Then the Brazilian lifetime, I wanted to ask, was it possibly connected to that tribe that has the Yekuana that have moved along, or is it a different type of life?
Different.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, great. All righty. So then I wanted to ask questions about, in the last session, I was a writer in a focus, and I grilled myself and drilled myself, and I don't know much about writers, so I thought perhaps it was a male. Okay. And I thought it was perhaps a science fiction writer. Okay. All right, so I'm in the ballpark. I could see a male leaning over a desk or a table. And the only people I could come up with were Orson Welles or Clark. Sure, could you help me with that? I gave it my best shot.
The latter.
Clark? Arthur C. Clark? Who lives in Ceylon? Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. All right. What an interesting man. Oh, I really am thrilled to hear this. Oh. Thrilled to hear it. Okay, now moving right along. There were water worlds that we discussed in the last session. I felt two distinct types. One was the focus I had of this Manilow creature, but Ina and I were talking about another kind of water world where she sees entities as literally mer people in a sense, and they're very pale.
Yes.
And she could see them. Do I participate in that world with her,
yes,
as well? Okay.
Yes.
But these are distinct realms.
Yes.
Manilow doesn't feel. Now, he comes from something that feels like it's not a planet, but it's a gestalt or a cloud of... It's nothing like a planet. Is it a planet that he's coming from, Manilow? Or a...
No.
Okay. So it's a dimension that has a different...
Realm.
A realm.
Yes.
That's the perfect word. Does the realm have a name at all? Or is it, how does he refer to his place there? Or me? Is there a translation?
A translation would be Ma.
Ma, okay.
Which you would translate to M-A-W.
Ma, fantastic. Thank you, thank you. Okay. All right, that's interesting, that word that came in. Okay, all right, so I'm so happy. Then, this is such a thrill for me. I just ride the wave of these sessions. And I apply them, you know, I really...
I'm aware.
Yeah, I'm really loving it. This is a great experience and exploration in this life. I also tried to do this crystal work. We had a session a while back, and I'm just a failure at that crystal work. I forget it. I make it go the way I want to go. I can't disengage. I was holding out in space. It was very frustrating. But then I got a pair of dowsing rods, metal things. So I hold the things over my head, a pair of them. Those things seem to talk more to me. Is that something that's happening that could be more effective there?
Yes.
Okay. The crystals, I was lost. I don't know why. I can hear them. They sort of make sounds for me, you know, they resonate. But we don't seem to have a real communication in that area. It could be like over-attachment or over-expectation there, but...
I would express more so that you're more familiar with the dowsings.
Oh, okay.
And therefore, then, that is easier... For
okay.
you to engage as a focal point.
Okay.
For they are more familiar
they are.
To you.
Yes, they feel I pick them up and I've been here, I feel like. So I have been a dowser.
Yes.
Perhaps more than once. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that brings me to Stonehenge. I've recently seen Stonehenge. It was only an hour. It was in a big, very big, fast bus tour. I accompanied my sister, all right, in her journey there. And it was an amazing experience. About a mile and a half out, my crown chakra took off. I could feel an energy in the area. So here's my impression, and maybe you can affirm it. It felt as though I sat at the edge after we toured the rim. We had to stay 40 feet back. I sat on a bench, and the little box in my ear said, okay, there are two different stones here, two different types. So I looked at the stones, and they had massive auras, much larger than ordinary stones. Maybe several feet, 4 or 5 feet. But I couldn't spend more time than that because the tour bus left. On the way out were a pair of rocks. They have different properties, the scientists say. One's hotter, one's cooler. I could barely feel the temperature difference, but scanning the fields, one shot my arm out and the other sucked my arm right into the rock. I felt like my hand was going through the rock. Oh, and then I saw these images of Stonehenge, spiral energies between the rocks. It was a gigantic energy capacitor. These people who had worked there had, through many incarnations of different human species, had come to this place, and it was really like a portal, literally. An inner, outer, you could just move in other dimensions. These people used it that way. They knew it. They understood its properties. There's a U shape in the center. They actually got in it. I could see them. They left. Okay? And returned. And they knew how to do this process. And it was a shamanic. All right, great. Okay, because I could see all kinds of configurations that kept coming and coming and coming.
Correct.
Okay. And I don't know how the stones got there recently, but their ideas about it feel all wrong. That's how it felt to me. They just have it all wrong, what they think is going on there. Okay, great. Fantastic. Woohoo! Okay. All right, I tried it. Okay. Then in another session, you mentioned that the first focus that I ever had was 26 million years ago, approximately. Now that really was, I've been pondering that for a couple years. And I thought, now, there must have been many, many blink-ins, perhaps thousands. Thousands of blink-ins in that period of time of the human species. And very little material left. Whatever's left is fossilized.
Correct. It
wouldn't be recognizable.
Correct.
But there could be much of it. It's
yes.
It's just transformed its properties that it is unrecognized. Okay, because we discussed this last night in the talk. Fantastic. So could you give me an idea in the 26 million years initial periods of blinking in? I met Marta in one of these group meetings, the Essence Marta, and immediately felt a very ancient connection with Marta in designing and configuring the species and doing lots of experiments. It came clear, like a cannon dropping.
Correct.
Okay, this person, this essence and I individually had done a lot of
yes.
experimentation. And some of it ran amok. I mean, it got a little unwieldy, like a project you take on that's... Okay, and he's fairly ancient too, or she is.
Yes.
Doing this kind of work.
Yes.
Matter of fact, the face of Marta transfigured into a goat man. And I could see, was that another focus or another...
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because his face in this current life is extremely plastic. He's always, his face configuration changes. I see more interdimensional people in his face than others. But why would that be with that person? An affinity?
Not merely that, but he is also very open.
He's open.
Very open.
Okay.
Very open to other energies.
Okay.
Very open to allowances in
yes.
relation to
okay.
expressions of energies that are not associated with this dimension. expressions of energies that are not associated with physical realities generates a considerable openness in relation to the allowance of other energies to be received.
Yes.
And is not afraid.
Yes, because when I approached him and said this, he found it fascinating and was very open.
Yes.
Maybe that's why the interaction occurred.
Yes.
Okay.
He's interpreting no fear in relation to all of these other energies, and that allows a free flow and a very easy connection.
Okay, beautiful. Then Angelica, the focus Angelica, very quickly, she feels like she's coming in. I felt a strong bond with her in the ballet sense, but also, was she ever a child of mine?
Yes.
And her feeling, my maternal feeling toward her was extraordinary. Now, it may not ever amount to anything, but I love her, that's all. I'll just leave it at that. Little Angelica. Okay. All right, and so, this is wonderful. Then I had recently a vision of New York City again in the future. I'm getting a date of around 2080 to 2150, and I see 145th Street rising like a plateau right from the lower stretch of island, which is still, you know, canals and so forth. Would you feel that that's a
possibility?
Possibility. Okay, probable. Okay.
Yes.
Is that it's a probable future for New York that I'm always tuning into with changes, or?
Yes.
Okay. All right, okay. All right, and then that goes to the lifetime in Wyoming, where I was a young kid, and I don't know if I lived in Wyoming, but there was a massive explosion, and it feels around the same time. Is that also a probable future for this? Because you said it's a future lifetime.
Correct.
And it was troublesome, it went away. So it's a probable future.
Correct.
And yet, it's been my experience already.
Yes, but when you are tapping into these energies, time is irrelevant.
Okay.
For you are engaging outside of time.
Fine. Okay.
Which also is associated with that experience of deja vu.
Yes, yes.
You are suspending your involvement with time momentarily.
Right.
And therefore, you are generating two actions simultaneously.
Right.
And it presents that feeling of such familiarity that you feel that you are actually experiencing that now.
That's right.
Or that you are actually experiencing it again.
Okay.
In either of these capacities, there are variations of that feeling of deja vu. And what is actually occurring is that you are occupying time.
Yes.
But you are suspending it simultaneously.
Yes. Okay, okay. Okay, that's the strange feeling that comes in.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm sure there are infinite probabilities of future New Yorks and Midwest, so I don't get too tripped up on it. It's okay. And that I can feel too. I actually see New York in a very different way. I see elevated, beautiful elevated highways over New York. I see it in a super condition of an extraordinary engineering feat occurring in New York in the future. Also a probable future?
Yes.
Okay, it's fantastic. Okay, then, all right, wow, yeah. We're moving right along here. This is great, woo! Okay, I love this, okay. Alrighty, so, then I'm going to an area which is a little slower in energy. It's this area that I've challenged with this year. I put all the goodies first. And now I'm going to get to a little of the gritty stuff. The stuff where I have to watch myself quite a bit. Where am I putting my energy? Why, with a simple house sale, I cannot accomplish the desire to move on. I systematically apply what you tell me, at least in my mind, because wherever I go, I'm fine. There are many possibilities of future places. The only way I could view it was that I allowed myself the time to write this book, to hold off work, and that this was a very comfortable place to do that. And then things will move.
I would agree.
Would you agree? Wow. Okay.
For the writing of the book requires attention and concentration and time.
Yes.
And in that, I would also express that moving divides your attention, your concentration, and interrupts your
yes.
time.
It does. Tremendous upheaval.
And in that, there is also a required adjustment time framework
mm-hmm.
to a new location,
mm-hmm.
which would occur most likely.
Mm-hmm.
That would also interrupt your writing.
Right. Okay. So then this has been very deliberate. While not necessarily comfortable, my resources are really dwindling now, and I can feel myself, if sculpting work comes in, it's almost undesirable now, because this world that I've entered is much more satisfying at this stage, right? And I'm hoping, because I don't have much interaction with people in general, but I feel connected. That's how I am at this stage. I don't have much input about the process. It's brand new. I don't even know if I'm heading in the right direction. I don't know if it's, I don't know what level it's on for people that review all the stuff that people do when they're just jumping out into the pool and going, okay, let's swim. I don't know what's going to happen or what's out there. It's a trust thing here, big trust.
It is.
Yeah. And I only remember that in the last session you said, okay, keep going. It can be successful. And I hang on that. That's my mantra. Just those little quotes. So, all right. Okay. So it's trust of self here.
Very much so.
Okay.
And moving into a different type of experience,
mm-hmm.
applying what you understand intellectually into a practical application.
Yeah.
And in that, you may understand the concept intellectually of allowing and unfolding and not necessarily objectively incorporating the plan and not knowing each step before you engage it and trusting that you are allowing and that your direction is unfolding. But moving that from the intellectual understanding into the experiencing of that, what you term to be the practical application of it, you are actually experiencing
yes.
it. And that can be challenging, for there is an automatic inclination to revert to the planning. And to the controlling.
Yes.
And designing each step before you engage it, for that is familiar. therefore, there is a pull in that direction to do that, and for a time framework, temporarily, it requires a concentration and paying attention to trust, to continue to allow, and to continue to move forward in that allowance of the unfolding without moving into your own way.
Okay. Okay. And specifically, I went to a website to look up the steps and it paralyzed me. So I immediately withdrew attention from it. It was overwhelming. It interfered with this wonderful creative process that I was involved with. So I backed away. Now I'm finding there are times when it's easier to write than other times. I'm in editing mode of this thing. And I did try to speak into a computer. Oh, it's very frustrating for me to type. I'm ready to bang the computer against a wall. I can't seem to just align myself. I know that if I could just make a little money, I can hire someone to sit with me and just type with me while I speak. But this has been a very frustrating. Takes me about 13 hours to pound out 10 pages of typing. It's bad. But I stay at it steadily because there are just so many chapters, I say to my mind.
Now also remember.
Okay.
You may be pushing yourself in a direction of attempting to be too precise initially.
All right.
With the typing with your computer, it is a matter of approaching that in a very similar manner to how you would speak into a recorder.
Right.
Not to be focused as much upon sentence structure paragraph structure or page structure or correctness in wording or correctness in spelling. But more so in a similar manner to speaking into a recorder, allowing yourself the first stage. The first stage is to allow yourself to express outwardly the ideas, the story.
Right.
You can subsequently re-engage the story and organize it. But the first step, which is the unfolding in this aspect of the process, is to merely tell the story.
Right.
Not to be concerned with the structure of the story.
Okay.
And in this step of telling the story, it is not necessary for you to tell the story chronologically.
Really? Could you elaborate what you mean by that?
Yes.
Exactly? Yeah.
Each section of the process incorporates its own unfolding.
Yes.
The telling of the story is one section of the process. In telling the story, it is not always a matter of telling the story chronologically. What you are doing is telling many stories that will eventually pulled together in another aspect of the process, they will eventually pull together and they will engage a sequence. Now, hear this. For this is not merely the manner in which you engage the story and the book and the writing, but this is how you engage life. You think that you engage life in sequences of events.
Right.
You do not.
Right.
You only view sequences of events in recall.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
When you recall events, you automatically configure them in sequences. Very similar to how you design a book. When you are actually engaging the story, it is many stories, just as your life is many stories, and they all fit together. And when you recall them, you arrange them into sequences that create a sequential story.
So that's what the reader is doing?
That is what you are doing and the reader is doing.
Okay. Oh.
But in this, just as in life, you are engaging many experiences, some of which do not seem to surfacely relate to each other in any particular time framework. When you recall those experiences, you automatically configure them in your thinking into sequences.
Okay.
They were not
previously
while you were experiencing.
No. Right.
But they are in recall, and therefore they generate a flow of a story.
Okay.
With the book,
yes,
it is a matter of not concerning yourself with structure or sequence, but allowing yourself to tell all the stories.
Okay.
Not to concern yourself with what came first or what happens next, but rather what are you inspired to express as a story in this moment and express it. And when you move to the next stage of your process, that is the recall stage, very similar to life, in which you review all of these stories that you have expressed, and now you are organizing them into a sequence. And they fit together themselves into a sequence which incorporates the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Right. Okay.
You do not know what the sequence is while you are writing it, for you are telling all of these different stories. What you are doing is expressing all of these different experiences.
Right.
And then they become the story.
Okay. So I have made it challenging for myself because I have been concerned before with the second stage and sticking it in the front. Okay. Now this is, I'm going to try to take this in. I'll have to listen to this a few times. I did create a challenge here because the structure of this book is alternating chapters of two worlds. So it gallops. It feels like the book gallops.
Do not attempt to
place
them in sequence yet.
I'm trying to understand you, but how can I not
it is not necessary to place them in sequence yet.
Okay.
Or to make them fit.
Okay, yet. I'm trying to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
It is not necessary for you to make them fit together yet.
Okay.
Create your alternating universes.
Yes.
Each as its own.
Okay.
They will fit.
Okay.
In review.
Okay. Okay.
And in that, what you may have viewed or thought of as this event occurred, and then this event occurred, and then this event occurred. When you are reviewing and you are actually creating the sequence, the third event may become the first event.
Oh, I see.
The second event may become the fifth event. Ah, these events here move. And now I place them in between for this creates the bridge between this universe and this universe. All of the pieces of your puzzle, of your story, are there. It is not a matter of placing their structure yet. It is merely a matter of expressing them first.
Okay.
Then you can review and recall all of the pieces of the puzzle, and you can move them around to create the flow.
Okay.
But you're not in the aspect of the process yet of designing the sequence.
I understand.
You are in the aspect of the process of merely expressing the different experiences.
Yes. Okay. I agree. Okay. So that's why I get overwhelmed.
Yes.
And I get, this is so big and long to do. Okay. All right.
Which may allow you to relax and not feel overwhelmed.
Right.
And will also not incorporate as much time.
For
if you're not concerned with the structure or the sequence, you will not incorporate so much time in between experiences. What you are doing now is consuming time, attempting to paste together.
Yes.
You are incorporating most of your time in the action of attempting to paste.
I see what you're saying. Yes.
Rather than merely focusing upon expressing the experiences.
Right. Okay.
Express the experiences, you will paste later.
Okay. Got it. Beautiful. All right.
Therefore, your 13 hours of typing may become 2 hours.
Okay, great.
Of typing only experiences.
Right. Okay. I'm hoping to be successful in Dragon Speak eventually, too, because that would be very helpful. I love it, but I can't seem to... It's like what we were talking about yesterday. We affect our computer with our energy. And I want to say something. I was talking about this little glowing creature, and all of a sudden there was an explosion at the top floor of my house. What the heck is that? And I let it go. But later I went upstairs, and a light that never worked in 6 years suddenly went on and worked. It's just amazing how the writing and the events are happening in the house. It's very interesting. I love that part.
And inspiring.
It is, because it means that I'm creating my reality in some odd way through the book.
Yes.
Now, there are many of these books coming. Is that a possibility? Because the story needs more to be told and unfold. And again, there are so many wonderful things that in this book writing, it's like the other lifetimes bleed in and other dimensions bleed in. And it's just fun. The whole thing is fun.
And this aspect of the process is merely to be translating the experiences.
Yes, and it's fun. Wow. Okay, well, I'll just keep on keeping on, and great. Okay, well, then I just wanted to ask a question about, oh, good, we still have so much time, my goodness. Oh, such a treat today. Yesterday coming up, I lost an hour coming up. It always takes me 3.5 hours to get here, and it took 2 or less. I was driving up, and I was shocked at how something happened on that road. I just got here so effortlessly and quickly, and life had been so slow, and I just shot up here effortlessly. It was beautiful. Just wanted to thank you too for this. Yes, for this assistance. You mentioned, Elias, if this crazy house of mine didn't sell, it would be likely that I'd be there for a while, and that little statement kind of stayed with me. Can I alter that reality in some way? Because I'm not sure I want to be there forever, and I put an artificial deadline on myself related to this writing and work, and I wanted to get it out of the way by the election, which nothing happened. And then I thought, there's purpose for this delay in some way, you know, and now I'm thinking it'll all work out somehow.
Excellent.
All right, and I trust. Now, this week I just said, I thrown the towel. I let it go. It was this feeling.
Let me
toss the towel. Literally.
My friend, that is excellent. That is likely the most beneficial action that you could engage at this point. That is the point of stopping the fight.
That's how I felt. I said, I don't give a crap.
When you stop the fight, you allow to move.
All right, whatever happens, then happens. Exactly. So that's how I felt. And I thought, okay. And I just went back to my little book, which felt good.
Excellent.
And a little sculpting. And I had found that we were talking yesterday afternoon, Elias, about what happens when you come to the fork in the road and you're aware that you're creating resistance, or you're aware that you've been projecting tremendously. There's that moment of choice. And then there are just certain activities that are either self-soothing, like Mary Crochet's. I write this book. I have my ways. I read Elias sessions. They're just beautiful. I'm able to. But this feeling of relinquishment of the whole process, I thought it even might be related to astrological stuff. Now, this would be an interesting exploration, since I know I've been an astrologer in other lifetimes, because this thing just is so easy for me to get. I understood it was projective energy that's placed on these focus points outside of us, planets, for instance. But there was such a heavy Saturn cycle this year through many of my planets. I wanted to ask you, is there some validity to that? It was somewhat validating and reassuring that this is how it is now. This is a natural cycle that humans have created in this blueprint of pulling and then expanding.
Yes.
Getting quiet. So there was an ability on my part to just accept it, with some resistance, of course. We kept trying. But then at the end of the cycle, you're so darn tired. You're so screwed up. You're so laid out. Literally, I could see a dirty old raggy towel that I had been. This white, gray, raggy thing. I just tossed it to admire. It's very funny. I didn't even want to carry it anymore. It just stunk.
I would be tremendously acknowledging of you.
Thank you. Just dump it. Well, I guess I'm just so happy here. I feel so freed up from my
excellent.
What great towel. So, okay. Wow, this has been fantastic, this whole session. I could talk a little bit about my sister, who's, I love my sister so much. You know, we've cycled around the block a few times together, and and now I'm loving her finally in life, accepting her. She doesn't have to agree with me. I remember a few years ago, the idea that she had to, this was interesting yesterday afternoon also, that people could have their own opinions, that you could have your preferences. You could still accept love. I forget the word you used, but the feeling came from your expression yesterday, this allowance. This emptying of my story, it's like a crystalline framework around me, like a picture frame. And beneath this beautiful crystalline picture frame and swirls is this emptiness. But it's beautiful. It's filled. It's a filled emptiness. And that's the state I moved into with her many times when she asked me to accompany her on this trip. So I think that's the best way with her. She's having a very challenging time with her son. Very challenging. And I could see her developing lots of physical symptoms. And it's her creation, of course. And when there were quiet moments, I shared a little of, I hope I wasn't oversharing, just enough to identify her pain with her, you know, like share it. And I guess that was validating in some way for her. Oh yes, you see, I'm suffering.
Yes.
This is hard for me. She really needs this. And she seems to be groping around now for some internal connection to genuine self to guide her now. It's finally happening. Okay. I'm just allowing this to unfold in her is really all I can do.
Correct.
Okay.
And be supportive.
Okay. Yes.
In witnessing.
Yes, witnessing. Ah.
In acknowledging her importance.
Yes.
Acknowledging her existence through
yes.
her experiences.
Yes.
And the value of that.
Right.
That it is valuable.
Yes.
Regardless of what it is.
Right.
And in that, as I expressed, it's not always necessary for you to agree
right.
with the other individual.
Right.
And at times, you may be expressing a greater awareness than another individual. And you may see certain expressions, behaviors, actions that they are engaging, choices that they are engaging, and you may understand what they are doing, and you may even see at times how their choices are exacerbating the
yes,
situation
yes.
that they are creating. That they may not even like. But it is a matter of recognizing that in being responsible to you, it is your position to witness the other individual, acknowledge them, with or without agreement, and know that they are generating their own process. They are drawing you to themselves for a reason.
Okay.
And in doing so, they are, in a manner of speaking, expressing a request from you. You are not only presenting yourself to them. They are drawing you also. For they are creating their reality and you are in it. Therefore, they have placed you in it. In that, what is important to remember is that they have drawn you into their reality. You are important in their reality, but in their reality, it is a matter of allowing them to generate the requests. And for you to respond when the request is presented, but not to interject yourself.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And in many areas, I can see that applying. Thank you. And with other people. Thank you. Even married. So.
Oh.
I just got to go easy there, too. Yes. Okay. All right. All right.
But be assured, you would not be in these realities of these other individuals if they did not draw you into that.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful.
Therefore, you serve a role, a purpose, and they want you in their reality.
Right, right.
Otherwise, they would disconnect that.
Yes. Drift away. Uh-huh. Beautiful. All right. Wow.
I would express that you are a tremendous source of supportiveness with your sister. Mm-hmm. It's not your job to solve with her. It is more a matter of being encouraging and supportive, and in that, validating.
Okay.
That is what she's seeking.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
Aren't we all?
In different capacities, yes. Yes. You are.
Yes. This witnessing is so powerful.
It is a very powerful expression.
Yes, it's the appreciation witnessing paradigm. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's so powerful here.
Very much so.
Yes, yes.
And is very much sought out by every individual.
Sure.
In your physical reality.
Yes.
For it is that recognition of that interconnectedness.
Yes.
Therefore, there is a tremendous pull.
Yes.
In that direction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. That was energy. Yeah. I like feeling my body and tuning.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a great source of that. It's how I'm able to go for years without major difficulties, which I've historically had. Everything was in the body, and illness and this. But now I listen more, and I'm softer, more gentle to it. Yeah.
Excellent.
I like my signals. Thank you. They're like little cell phone calls, and I pick up the phone and I witness the body as if they were babies or other people. The same phenomenon, the same action. Yeah. Yeah. I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about Da Vinci, if I might. You said he had a little creature around him, a scurrilous little creature that was, oh, was that Salai, that little thing, the little peasant boy? Or was it someone else?
Yes.
It was. So Salai stayed with him through his life and was also maybe a support for him.
Yes.
That's how I feel when I tune into that. And I went to the actual building where he spent the last years of his life. Once again, just such a brief time. I pushed through crowds just to work my way through it. But it was a beautiful place. And I dearly connected to that individual. Yeah. Can I ask you a question about Da Vinci? Is anybody in our group the focus of Da Vinci? In our little group? The actual focus?
Presently, no.
Okay. So there is no essence of Da Vinci within our group?
Not presently.
Okay. Not presently, but was?
Yes.
Okay. So has this person disengaged?
Yes.
Okay. And did you know this person?
Yes.
Was this person a female?
Yes.
Okay. Was it Vicky?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What about that, the long route, but what's my line? But so that we have a very strong connection. Were my children involved in that in any way? This is Kurt and Luann.
Yes.
Like they were involved in that. They also were heavily involved in the French Revolution, my children.
Yes.
They have both strong artwork on their walls. They've read autobiography. My son is an expert in the French Revolution. Could I ask a little more clarity on them so that it might help them a little?
I would express that they each incorporate several focuses,
in
that time framework and in that action.
Okay.
In relation to both sides
of the revolution. They have tremendous compassion for the aristocracy. I find it fascinating. My daughter with Marie Antoinette, pictures everywhere, Marie Antoinette. Was she a lady in waiting or in the court of that
yes.
person?
Yes.
Okay, and the son, tremendous to Louis XVI for his faith in prison. He has a very interesting connection to Louis XVI. Perhaps also in the court, and then also a revolutionary?
A guard.
Ah! Because he was interested in his writing, and he explained it to me, and amazing. Interesting, so fascinating. Ah, gosh, okay. And these children, were they in the household of Da Vinci's extended family?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Now, Caterina, who's Olga in this life, did she move on? And how did she appear in the scene? Can you give me some information? Because since I found out Olga was Caterina, I first saw him holding a giant mixing bowl when I met him the first time. He was a woman with a huge mixing bowl. He was cooking for lots of people. Huge family, very maternal. Oh, okay. should we continue then?
Very well.
Fine. We'll do this again.
And so we shall.
Okay, wonderful. I'll just record your last words then, as they're so beautiful.
I express to you tremendous encouragement, my friend. And we shall be engaging again.
Okay, great.
And I shall be anticipating of that.
Okay.
I offer you tremendous encouragement in your writing.
Okay.
Remember what we have discussed.
Okay, I will.
Stop pushing.
Okay. Thank you.
It's not necessary to be so accurate.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Be more playful.
All right, thank you.
Allow your imagination and your creativity to flow, not to be work.
Okay, thank you.
And you will be successful.
Thank you.
I express tremendous congratulations to you in all of your successes, in all of your accomplishments.
Okay.
To you, my dear friend.
Au revoir. this beautiful session, Mary.
Oh, cool.